I drift off the shoulder of the road, which scares me into attentiveness for at least 4 minutes. I flip through the radio stations and discover I don't know who's popular anymore. And I was cool just a few years ago. Land sakes, am I there yet? I should have brought a friend. Traveling alone just doesn't compare to traveling with friends. Friends help you uphold the heavy responsibility of motherhood and remind you you're not crazy. They don't complain when your kids interrupt your phone conversation every 12 seconds. They gladly enter the parenting discussions that our husbands lose patience with after only the fourth time. Friends don't even bat an eye when you burst out crying for no good reason. The way we love each other, serve each other, and live our lives with each other is a big deal to Jesus. At the beginning of time, creation encountered its first problem. It is not good for the man to be alone. Thus, history began with human connection. Two are better than one, and togetherness is always superior to loneliness. Never was I more susceptible to isolation than during young motherhood. It can be such lonely work. Because my personality required a scheduled routine, for years I fed and dressed babies, cleaned up, put someone down for a morning nap, engineered lunch chaos, put kids down for afternoon naps, cooked dinner, bath time, story time, bedtime. I'd sit down for the first time at 8 p.m. It was hard to make room for my friends, but I did it. We had playdates down to a science. We put babies to sleep at each other's houses, bathed them together, fed them together, ate at Chick-fil-A so often the manager knew us by name, and picnicked at every great park in the greater Austin area. I changed their babies' diapers as often as mine.